Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 20. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. In times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. Interlude. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers. Now I know that the Lord rescues his anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven and rescue him by his great power. Some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. Give victory to our King, O Lord. Answer our cry for help. Once again, that was the 20th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. Israel was almost never a powerhouse nation. She was normally surrounded by much stronger nations, such as Assyria, Egypt, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Yet the land of Israel was always important because of trade route. This meant people were always fighting over the land. The only way that the tiny nation of Israel could stay in the promised land was to trust in God. Sometimes they did this well, and the kingdom expanded, as in the days of David and Solomon. Yet afterwards they worshipped other gods and did not follow God's command. This led to loss of integrity, military defeats, destruction, and exile. This is a lesson for our lives. We want God to make us strong enough never to be invaded, strong enough to not need Him. God wants us to trust in Him to be our protection. We want bigger walls. He wants bigger faith. The chariot was the military might of the ancient world. Don't boast in chariots, but build bigger faith in the Lord. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. What would it mean for you to boast in the name of the Lord? How can you be wise in finances and security while still trusting in the Lord above all? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.